Welcome back, DGS. Normally we do the think tank, and today we had a good win with Kurt Barr and Michael Butler, but until about 30 minutes ago, it was literally 85 degrees in the studio.
I'm still going to have to change my shirt.
Didn't want to put him through that.
It's brutal.
Sweaty.
Speaking of, Andrew, Patty from sales says that there's some ice cream available. Could you go get me a dish, please?
Yeah. I smell a trap when I see one. I was not going to fall for that one again.
Fool me once.
Yeah, fool me once. Like, I mean, you know, at least make it a little less obvious.
This is your thing now.
Trying to trick me into something.
This is who you are to the people, the unwashed out there.
Yep, it's, well, I don't have to say how I really feel about it. I'll say it's great. I'll say I like it. Great thing about being a person is you can just lie.
Hey, works for most people.
Yeah. I'll start saying I'm 225 like Trump.
Yeah. I hate to even go there.
You know Kevin wants to, though. That's the thing.
I just admitted I have old man legs, so yeah. I got a little bit of room
come
to go.
Come on, man.
Just say you're 265 and let it, who cares?
Yeah.
You're 6'3". You're a bigger man. You play golf every day. You seem to be in really good shape for a 79-year-old guy. Good for you. You carry 265, 270. That's fine. Your heart's fine. Why do you got to lie and say you're 224?
Just put 220, 250 on there, and everybody goes, all right, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 220. I'm like, I'm 5'8". I weigh 225, and he's way bigger than me. Like, taller and thicker. Like, come on.
It's not a big deal.
And it's not. But, like, it just comes back to the point that it's like, nobody has to say the reality. We just say whatever the heck we want.
Yeah.
And at some point, everybody's like, well, okay. So we get to the point where we don't care when people are just obviously BSing us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what my weight is on my driver's license.
Yeah.
Probably not super accurate.
I bet it's not like 60 pounds wrong.
No. I don't think I'm fooling anybody with that one.
Let's see. What does mine say?
The disconnect between the number that I weigh on my license and my big, fat, friggin' face. Remember I told you where I was making a frog face and they took it and I just looked ridiculous. I look like I weigh 265.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as bad as you thought.
I wanted a retake, but I don't know.
They don't do that, I don't think. I think they're like, nope, move along, sir.
I saw a TikTok the other day of this girl who went in to get her passport photo taken and she wasn't wearing any makeup or anything.
Yeah.
And she says the guy who took her picture like went in and added blush and bronzer and like photoshopped her face and was like, there you go, much better.
Wow. Is there something that you guys used to do that you don't do anymore? And what made me think of this was, so my sister is an amazing artist, and I can draw, but that's about it. But I used to draw all the time. I always had a notebook in my lap. I was always drawing something, usually goofy stuff, but I just never do it anymore. Anything like that that you guys used to do and just kind of fell by the wayside?
Yeah, I used to paint all the time when I was a kid, and I really loved it, and I just don't do it for whatever reason. But it's fun.
Wouldn't it be nice to have like a little studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Could create one in the corner of our office, Dave.
There you go.
You can draw and I'll paint.
We're wearing our paint shirts.
Have an easel.
I love easels.
Yeah.
Easels are great.
Yeah, I never owned one.
Anything that you used to do?
I mean, I used to play sports and now I don't play them very much. I coach them. Mm-hmm. I watch them. But
you
I don't play
them
very
much. In practice?
I mean, I do things, but I'm not, like, competing, right? You're not out there chasing fly balls or blocking pitches or whatever. But, I mean, you're swinging a fungo bat and hit fly balls, you know, things like that. Sometimes throwing a little bit.
Andrew, how about you?
I mean, the pastime used to be eating ice cream, but I feel like I can't do that anymore.
Oh, I'm doing that.
They took that.
Just going to be judged.
No, I used to really love, for a few years, I mean, I liked it a lot when I was, like, in high school and stuff. And then I got out of it and then back into it. But, like, woodworking, I like working with wood. It's fun.
Very Donald Trump. I like to woodwork.
It's called woodworking. You work with wood. It's fun.
But I don't know. You know, I don't know how good I was at it. But I enjoyed it. It was, you know, I liked it. But I don't know.
What is the most complicated thing you've made of wood?
Oh, geez. I mean, nothing too crazy. I used to make, like, kitchen stuff, like a bunch of stuff in my parents' house. I made, like, cutting boards and stuff. Like, I made a couple of stools. That they use
I've made
for a while.
Stools.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Kevin's made stools. And then I like making, like, boxes, like little, like, open-face boxes for keeping stuff in. I made a couple of jewelry boxes back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
We're a very crafty bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never made a stool.
Oh.
Okay, I don't think I've ever made, I've literally never made anything.
Oh,
like,
did you mean like the other kind?
No. Why would you think
little
that?
Kevy made a stool.
I'm not really good at making stuff. I'm pretty good at breaking stuff.
Yeah, you're the smasher in the group.
Yeah, if you need a deck torn out, I'm good at that. If you need a deck built, just don't call me.
You're the disassembler.
Yeah.
I was thinking about something. People are in financial straits right now because of what's happened mostly with their 401ks. And I'm not saying that this would be a good thing to do, even if they let you do it. But wouldn't it be nice if the government seemed to get it and said, between now and the end of the year, we're going to let you take up to $100,000 out of your 401k with zero penalty or taxes? Wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be very cool.
Just a nice little gesture that, hey, we understand that you may be running a little short, and if you have to go into your 401k, it's terrible because you get penalized, and you have to pay the taxes. 100 grand, everyone can do it. The calendar year of 2025, put it in your bank account, spend it, whatever you want to do, invest it.
What does that do to the stock market? Because all that money's in stocks and bonds and things.
Probably tanks it.
Yeah,
but you know.
But it's a nice thought.
But it's a nice thought.
That matters.
I mean, how about this? How about just some other kind of help, right? Like, hey, by the way, this month everything's terrible. No income tax for this month. Now I get it. Like, we get okay. Then how are we paying for everything? Like, I totally understand it. But I don't know. I just wish there were some loopholes that worked for us.
No kidding.
I want a loophole. I don't want every loophole to be for Jeff Bezos.
I've never had a loophole.
There is no loophole for normies.
No.
The loopholes are all for the super rich people that don't need them because they got all the money.
Yep.
But hey, whatever. You know, I don't get to write the rules.
Do you know Gen Z has created this new one-day vacation? You heard about this?
Where you buy a cheap plane ticket and fly somewhere for the afternoon.
So, for example, you would fly to Chicago and you'd see a Cubs game and you'd eat some deep dish pizza and then you'd fly home and you'd be home by bedtime.
That sounds like it's horrible.
I think it depends on the person because I could see myself doing this and enjoying it. I cannot overstate how much I love sleeping at my own home. I don't like sleep. I have trouble sleeping anywhere else.
Yeah, same.
So it's like if I could go to Fort Lauderdale and sit on the beach for 4 hours and then fly back, I don't know. I have TSA pre-check. It seems like it could be a pretty smooth experience.
Doesn't appeal?
If I'm going somewhere, I want to go for more than half a day.
But what if you could get a ticket for like $55 round trip ticket?
Same thing. I mean, like,
could go have lunch in Miami.
I could, but I'm like, so all right, here's my brain. All right, so basically half hour to get to the airport.
Here we go.
You know, you get there an hour.
Start doing math,
let's say since we're not checking bags, we'll just get there an hour early, get through everything. All right, so that's an hour and a half. Flight's going to be 2 hours. There's 3.5 hours getting from the plane to get to your rental car or whatever other transportation you're going to be using to get to wherever you're going to go. That's another hour. By the time I do all this, I feel like I'm wasting the whole day.
I feel like you just made a stool on me.
No, I'm just saying, like, just take 2 days.
Then you got to pay for the hotel.
No, I get it. I mean, it's not exactly easy, but it's like,
that hotel can really change how you feel about a vacation.
Plus, if you want to do the Chicago thing, you can just drive. It's 4 hours from downtown St. Louis. You could take the train. That's a long trip, though. You know, the flight will be faster than that.
Yeah, but to me, and I've not taken a train since I was in Europe, but to me, the train is a part of it. Now, I'm taking the train in May.
Right.
Nick and I are going up for my very first Wrigley Field game. And I might come back and go, like, train sucks. It's boring. It's just like a glorified bus, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think the train is a lot more fun than driving solo.
Yeah.
Because driving solo, you can't distract yourself. You can't read. You can't play video games. You can't do any of that. You got to drive.
This is going to sound bad. If it's the right person, and I'm not picturing anyone in particular, if it's the right person, I would rather drive with someone. But if it's not the right person, I don't mind driving by myself. There's something about, like, if I were just going to go by myself and go see Phoebe at KU for a day, it's something kind of nice. Listen to some podcasts, get a little, you know,
rock
little
out.
Air. Yeah, rock out.
But you can do that stuff on the train, too, and you don't have to, like, keep your foot on the pedal.
That's true. But it's also, I mean, it's going to be longer. It's not going to be as quick. And it's going to be every bit as expensive when you're counting gas versus train ticket. So you just weigh what you care about the most.
Go ahead.
It's just funny. I had seen those one-day vacations, and it's like, I'm going to fly to Florida. I'm going to fly to L.A. for the day. And every single one, I was like, that looks so nice. But then Wheels just pointed out all the things that...
That's what he does.
Yeah, but it would genuinely
suck. Right.
Like, you're right. There's all these hurdles to get over. But isn't that just a metaphor for social media in general?
Yes.
It's like, look at my vacation.
Yep.
I was at the beach, and it was wonderful. Well, yeah, you didn't show me you waiting in line for the TSA. You didn't show me spending a bunch of money on Uber.
Or a flight delay that happened or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, you get a flight delay on your one-day vacation, and that's
it's
the
over.
Whole day.
Yep.
Would you rather go to a resort for a week or take a private jet there and back to Vegas for 2 days?
That one.
I'd go to a resort for a week.
Because to me, that one, the private jet's part of the vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Relax. Probably watch some TV. Maybe set up your Xbox in the private jet. Yeah, that's great. I'm all over that.
I don't mind flying. I say I don't mind flying commercial as ever I've ever flown anything else. I kind of like
I've
like
never flown anything
airplanes.
Else. Well, like I flew charter once or twice, but it was just like work. Like I did it with the Blues when I went to Vancouver
what was that
with
like,
them.
Being on the plane with the guys,
it was pretty fun. I was afraid to fall asleep though. I was afraid. I thought I was gonna. Yeah, so I didn't. I didn't fall asleep. And you know, like as we were doing this, I don't know if he's. I doubt he's listening, but he would agree with this because I brought it up to him. But like Keith Kachuk kept walking up and down the aisle and he kept like kind of peeking at me. Like he's like, you know, just seeing if I'm asleep. And he just kept doing that. And then I didn't say anything about it. I'm like, they're just probably going to play a prank if I fall asleep. And I asked him later, like after his retirement, I was like, all right, so this is what happened. Did I have something to worry about? And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, you were the new guy, man. If you had fallen asleep, it's over.
When I first became friends with Bulger, we all went to a private room for dinner at Fleming's. And it was Bulger and Gus Frerotte and Kachuk and two or three other Blues players. And I was terrified of Kachuk. He was just terrifying. He was just
really?
Like a mob boss.
Really?
He just took over, and you're sitting here, and you're sitting there. And then Bulger screwed with me because he goes, you know, the senior guy at the table buys dinner.
Oh?
And I was older than everyone by 10 years.
Oh, no.
And I was sweating it. Sweating
that's not going to be a joke.
They just kept getting seafood towers.
Yeah.
And I'm like doing the math in my head. And then it ended up being Gus because he was the most senior athlete.
Oh, ooh. I get you. I get you.
See, you have benefited from a loophole before.
Yeah, you got a loophole there.
There you
senior
go.
Athlete. Yeah.
That was a damn good one, too.
Yeah. I can see, like, I wasn't like buddies with Kachuk. I just covered the teams that he was on late in his career with the Blues. And I could see where he would come across.
You know,
he's got the Boston accent. He's a big guy.
Big dude.
He's funny, though, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Really funny.
Well, his sons were 8.
Yeah, they're little guys.
And they were with a babysitter.
Oh, okay.
And here's the way the conversation went down. His wife was on the phone. She's like, we need to go. One of them has a gash on their head, and he goes, give me the phone. And he gets on the phone with a babysitter, and he's like, is it an effing gash, or is it a cut? Because if I come home and it's a cut, I'm not going to be happy. It better be a gash. They didn't go home.
Total hockey player.
Just like, what's happening?
Now they're in the NHL.
Playing
for Team USA. And
crazy.
Yeah, one of them.
So what is the deal? Aaron Judge says he's going to lead America's team.
So he hasn't played yet for the World Baseball Classic for Team USA, but this coming in 26, he will.
Okay.
And he'll be the captain of the team, which, you know, typically they don't have a real official duty, but they kind of recruit a little bit, you know, work other guys that are maybe thinking about it.
Did we win the last one or did Japan win?
No, we haven't. I don't think we won one.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm not sure. Something we haven't won.
What if the World Series winner played the Japanese champion? Would you consider that a real world champion?
Not really. I know it's going to sound weird, but like one of their teams does not equal a one major league team.
You mean like their all-star team wouldn't
Their equal- all-star team would be more apt to be a World Series caliber team. Right?
But there's no one Japanese team that could play with one of our best. Ones.
Again, at any given game, sure.
Sure.
Because you know, you'll have an Ohtani type player, maybe that kind of pitcher, you know, that starts against you and can beat you. But like if you were to play, you know, a 10-game series or something along those lines, the World Series winning team would be the bigger team because the World Series team probably has a Japanese star or two, probably has, you know, guys that are stars from Cuba and the Dominican Republic and Canada and Venezuela, right? It's a world-based team, not just guys from one place.
Yeah, very true.
So that level of ball is incredibly good, and it's better than it used to be, but it's not quite the same as like a major league level.
Some fun facts.
Yeah.
Tiramisu was invented in Italian brothels because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. Ancient 1900-year-old scrolls have revealed that Imperial Rome did not mess around with tax cheats. If you committed tax fraud, you could be sentenced to public execution where you would be eaten alive by leopards.
Oh.
Yeah, the Romans didn't play, did they?
Man, that would suck.
Happy tax day, everybody.
Don't want to be eaten by a leopard. In 1878, there was a United States Supreme Court justice named Ward Hunt who suffered a stroke that left him unable to either attend court sessions or to render opinions. He was basically incommunicado, yet he refused to resign for another 4 years.
Wait, what?
It wasn't political. He only did it to stay long enough to claim his pension, and no one ever said a word.
That's so lame. I'm sorry. I mean, I get that you want to receive your pension, but you're blocking that seat from being filled.
Yeah.
For your own. I mean, that only benefits one person.
Mm-hmm. Vlasic Pickles uses a stork as a mascot because it was believed that pregnant women loved pickles.
Because of I Love Lucy, I would assume.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember, she would dip the pickles in the chocolate shake.
And the reason that Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origin, he's an orphan who didn't know what his birthday was, so he could only celebrate other kids' parties. Yikes.
Man, they went dark like a Disney
dark.
Movie.
Dark. Yes, Charles Entertainment Cheese doesn't know his birthday. You got to come on now.